With its eyes open, it was now necessary for the ears of the house to be opened up also. Several men with spears were urged on by the crowd of onlookers. They threw their spears with great accuracy, striking the ears of the house, that is, the ends of the gable, on either side of the masks, and were left to hang there. When I returned to Toranby a year later, the spears were still in position, though the surrounding decorations had faded. Some of the women present then began dancing around and around the house in celebrations. They waved garden tools or leaves as they danced. Other women spent their time checking on how much each family had contributed towards the cost of the opening. Banknotes were attached to spears stuck into the ground at each end of the building.